Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Mick Billing, who is the Executive Chairman of Thor. How are you today, Mick?
Well, thanks, Steve. Nice to talk to you again, and glad to be here in the UK despite your weather.
Unfortunately, the weather's one thing we cannot guarantee, but one thing you can guarantee is news releases in relation to your company. And today's looks quite good, but do the market understand it? Could you tell us more, please?
Well, Steve, I guess the market's never wrong, no matter how right I think I am. We've put out what we think is outstanding news today. We're tremendously excited about what's happening there at Pilot Mountain. And I would obviously like the share price to have gone up strongly again today, as it did yesterday on, I guess, speculation of what it might be. We've wanted to drill this deposit at Pilot Mountain for some time, and now that have a little bit of money come in from the sale of our project our gold project in Australia, well, we're very pleased to get on with it. I guess to put it into context, we're following on from a drill hole in 2012 where we intercepted 17.5 meters of about 0.9% of tungsten, 1.8% copper, 2.2% zinc, and about an ounce of silver. In copper equivalent terms, that's probably about 5.7% copper, depending on the price of all of those commodities and the algorithm on any one particular day. I guess our expectations when we came into this program were, or the hope was that we would be able to find an extension of around the same grade and of around the same width. We've now done two holes at Desert Shearlite in this program. The first was designed to intersect, hopefully, that tenor of mineralization about 50 metres above the 2012 intersection. That didn't make it. There's some faulting there that means that if that mineralisation is there, and it possibly still is, it's been pushed to one side a bit, and we should now go looking for that. The second hole, at about 25 metres to the east and 50-odd metres closer to surface than the 2012 intersection, instead of being 17.5% of mineralisation, is 50%. Is 50 metres of mineralisation, sorry, instead of 17.5 metres. Now, that's almost three times the width. We don't have assays, but we have visible shearlite. We can pick that from UV lamp detection of the cuttings, and we've been able to do that. In the last 9 or so metres of it, there's visible sulfides with chalcopyrite. So we know there's copper, and we know there's tungsten. Don't know about zinc and silver at this stage, but if you come up with an intersection that's roughly three times the width of the last one, and the last one was what we thought pretty damn good, well, we've got to be pretty excited, and it's taken me a while to get the smile off my face on this one.
Now, in relation, obviously, you said that you've not got any sort of things coming up there, but as per your news release today, you are expecting the sort of drill hole sample assays within a few weeks. And I would like to highlight to listeners, and again, followers of your company, that there is actually a JORC in place as of 2012 on sort of different areas within Pilot Mountain there. And the grades, although individually they don't sort of set the world alight, together, as you've mentioned there, the actual copper equivalent means that it should potentially be a very economical resource to mine.
One would hope so, Stephen. And I guess the resource estimate that is currently there at Pilot Mountain is 6.7, 6.8 million tonnes at just over 0.3% tungsten plus a bit of copper and silver. As we extend to the east, we've found that the grades have improved, and one would expect that that the resource estimate on Desert Scheelite as a result of this hole should improve a little bit. And I'm not going to speculate on how much. If we and we on the strength of the results of this hole, we've immediately commenced doing another hole a little bit further to the east again. And we'll know the results of that, I expect, in the next couple of days. If we can demonstrate that not only just is it open to the east and at depth, but can with some with this extra drill hole, one would expect that the number of tons in the resource estimate will improve, and also the grade in the resource estimate would improve as well. Subject, of course, to that assay, and I guess, yeah, it's going to be 3 or 4 weeks before we get those assays in, and if there's a re-estimate of the resource, perhaps back half of April, and yeah, we're pretty excited and really looking forward to seeing what that might be.
So that's the sort of near to mid-term news drivers. Is there going to be a potential there for a further drilling campaign to further indicate the resource in place? And is there a potential news flow there for a JORC to go forward with?
The short answer, Steve, is yes. As soon as we've finished this third hole at Desert Scheelite, the rig moves a couple of kilometres over to the Garnet deposit, where we plan to do some twinning of holes drilled by Union Carbide in the 1970s. We know the results of of that drilling back in the 70s, but what we don't have is the core or the cuttings from that drilling to provide the last and most credible piece of evidence to prepare a resource estimate. If we get the results that we confidently expect we will, because that work was quite well documented, we will have the information that would allow us to prepare a JORC compliant resource on that particular deposit, Garnet, also around at the same time around the end of November's end of sorry April. So one could imagine that late April, perhaps give or take a little bit, we could have an increase, hopefully, in the size and hopefully grade of the resource at Desert Scheelite, and also a resource estimate on Garnet. Both of them deposits that look pretty attractive in a mining sense moving forward. After that, there's also the Gunmetal deposit, which is a little bit like Garnet, and the Good Hope deposit, which is about another kilometre perhaps to the east of Garnet and Gunmetal, that we would also schedule later on this year, but we decided to approach the drilling in bite-sized chunks.
And would you say, obviously, therefore, you're entering into a news-rich period? And are your hopes and expectations of these resources, are they going to be company makers?
Look, I think drill result dependent, of course. If we can demonstrate just at Desert Scheelite, where we are drilling now, that there is an eastern extension that keeps going a bit further, and it will certainly keep going at depth, we're talking something that is a game changer for a company like Thor. or for any small resource company. You're talking something that has an excellent chance of being mined, at being mined profitably, and we're in an environment in the United States where there are no currently operating tungsten producers. There is a stated objective of the new administration to get on with a whole bunch of infrastructure development in the US, and that's where commodities like tungsten are used. The hurdles for mine development in the US, one should not underestimate, but they are certainly doable, and you would think the new administration will be in the business of making those hurdles practically achievable, rather than perhaps some other jurisdiction. So we're quite confident that if we can demonstrate we've got a mineable resource, that we've got something that could be developed relatively quickly.
The Trump effect is taking effect already in the fact that they're taking a lot of the red tape and the sort of choking effects of the previous administration out of the way already. So things are already looking good for any sort of producer or near-term producer in America. And I wish you well with the projects going forward, Mick.
Look, there are other things coming up, some drilling coming up in the next couple of months at our Dundas Gold Project in Western Australia, but that'll be subject to news flow as and when. Right now, the story's about Pilot Mountain. I think it's exciting, and let's not complicate the story.
Mick, it's been a pleasure speaking to you as always, and we look forward to talking again when all that news flow starts coming out.
Steve, thanks very much.
Have a good day. Enjoy the weather.
You too. Thank you.